We're talking about the pressures this morning for town centres, for businesses. We now know that Fulton's Fine Furnishings has been placed into administration. And we also see in the Belfast Telegraph this morning a £270 million slump in cross-border shopping. That's a frightening headline. Valerie, good morning to you. You are an independent trader, is that right?
Good morning, Linda. Yes, my husband and I have been in business for 43 years in the Sandy Row, on the Donegal Road, actually. And it's never, ever, ever been like this. At the height of the Troubles, there was always business. This is really serious, but there is no point in looking and blaming Joe and Pat and what have you. The reality is, while there are no house sales, no changing of houses, drive up and down any road in any part of the city for sale signs all over the city. No new build, you don't have any of that. Money in the pocket is the only way. Changing of houses, all of that is what affects my business, is furnishings. Fulton's, yes, have gone into administration. People can say, oh, IKEA. IKEA would have nothing to do with the type of customer that would go to Fulton's.
No, I would think not.
Not at all. It's all to do with the money in the pocket. Let's face it, you have grandparents who would shop. They may have a surplus of money, but they are anxious about their children who maybe have mortgages, who are losing their jobs. People are holding back on spending money because there are other top priorities. You may have school fees to pay. You may have, as I say, children whose mortgages need to be helped out, and this will be a priority against spending. Now, in my own business area, one of the worst things to happen to us were traffic wardens coming in. South Belfast, generally, Lisburn Road is, again, tortured by traffic wardens. Now, when I get into my car, I do support my independent traders as much as I can because it's my passion and they are the backbone of the country. But in actual fact, I can drive and I can park and I can shop and I have no traffic wardens. Rates are not being paid on the out-of-town car parking areas where you can drive to Forestside, you can free park. But where my business is and where businesses are on the other arterial routes, there's no free car parking. City centre is the same. You go to the city centre, you will either get a ticket or you will pay a very high rate.
It makes it a very expensive buy, doesn't it, if you make the effort to go into a town centre and you suddenly get that parking ticket.
Exactly. Now, I do feel, and I have to commend our minister who has given relief to some small businesses. This is the second year and it is a very big help to anyone who got the rates relief. That needs definitely to be extended, but there are other ministers in other departments who are not even prepared to meet people. I know of one particular industry from the tourist sector where we are getting tourists in the city, but unfortunately there are departments and ministers who don't see that as a very big potential for money coming in and don't seem to be encouraging small businesses who have started up in that sector. That needs to be greatly encouraged. We need to look outside the box at this stage and look at where there is money coming in. Tourism would seem to be one of the things. We know that industry isn't there anymore. In the furniture trade, for example, there is no furniture being manufactured in Northern Ireland anymore, or in fact Southern Ireland. Those that are still in Southern Ireland are hanging on because they got some government grants to keep employment. If this whole issue of trading and arterial route trading in the city, also city centre, if it's not looked at seriously by our MLAs,
do you have an answer? You're on the ground. If you could wave your magic wand, you say that Sammy Wilson, the finance minister, is talking to you. But what would work?
What would work at the moment? There is very, very little that is going to help retailing when there is no money in people's pockets. Now, they should be looking at setting up or bringing some kind of industry that could be set up. They're talking about corporation tax reducing it and that they could bring in, then that would encourage people to come in and that would take years. That is not going to help us.
Well, so what you give me your solution then.
Well, how can I'm not in the bracket of being paid to have a solution, but I would certainly love to go and meet up with all of the MLAs from whatever department they're in. The ministers would need to be available.
Glyn Roberts of Retail Association, do you get to talk to all the MLAs, to all the ministers? Have you got their ear?
Well, I mean, we meet with ministers on a regular basis and MLAs on a fairly regular basis. In fact, I'm meeting one this morning. I think Valerie couldn't have put it better. And that's why that we're focusing on extending the small business rate relief scheme again.
Yeah, at the moment, that's out for consultation.
Yes, that's right.
And it's very, very important that it is replied to and that we can promote that. But now, Glyn, in you meeting with the ministers and that, I am actually chair of a business association, and for 6 years I was vice chair of microfinance, Aspire Microfinance,
yes,
encouraging small businesses, which was pulled down.
Yes,
you know, these are the sort of things that we need to encourage people to start up and look at having a small business. But in actual fact, that could not happen at the moment. If I was to employ somebody now, the minimum wage is so high. Also, all the European laws that have been brought in with regard to the amount of holidays, maternity, paternity leave, and what have you.
It's nearly impossible for the small business.
It is impossible, and that is really sad, because we were always, if you counted up how many people were employed on any arterial route or the city centre or any small town, you would find out that we're actually would have been employing more than an industry that was brought in and given a huge grant.